It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
This is the Adam Carriker Show. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Hour two, numero dos of this fine program is brought to you by our good friends at Sweezo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it is a promise. Sweezo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back. On and off the job site. Apply today at Sweezo.com. 40 years strong in business. Sweezo Construction. That's Sweezow.com. We had an interesting text off the text line. Fire away, Jake. What do you got?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting too. Here, as I pull it up, Anthony in Portland chimes in. What are your thoughts, Adam? Penn State has dropped off for me. Oregon, Ohio State at the top. USC, Nebraska, Penn State, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and Minnesota jockeying for that third spot. USC might be our toughest opponent instead of Penn State.
I mean, they might be. With the way college football is, teams change so much from year to year. Again, we've talked about Indiana, SMU. Who knows what Nebraska is going to be this year? So the number one and two teams in the country when it came to odds to win the national championship going into the season were Texas and Ohio State. I'll share this stat again. They were 80th in the country and 81st in the country when it came to returning production. Not 80% and 81%. 80th out of 136 teams and 81st out of 136 teams. There's so much change. There's so much turnover from year to year. USC's and Lincoln Riley's still a good coach. He found a halfway decent defensive coordinator, actually a pretty good one. You know, they lost their top five pass catchers from last year, and they're probably going to be better this year. Now, would I jump them ahead of Penn State as the toughest team we're going to play? I'm not there yet. You look at the first two games. All right, USC. Wins 73-13 over Missouri State, wins 59-20 over Georgia Southern. All right, I think USC is definitely better than they were last year. How good are they? I don't know. I will say this. If you talk to people around the USC program, they've been like all offseason, especially last spring when you talk to them. They're like, just wait and see. Just wait and see. It's like that kid that knows he can kick the crap out of you, but the other kid keeps picking on him, and he just runs out of patience. He goes, I'll see you by the flagpole after school. You just wait and see. I won't talk about what happens there because you know what I mean. But it's like USC all offseason just been like, you wait and see. Now, they haven't really played anybody yet. But I am not one bit surprised that they may be. I won't be one bit surprised if they're in the college football playoff. Now, ahead of Penn State, you look at the returning production and you look at what Penn State has, I would still put Penn State ahead of USC. They haven't been as impressive score-wise. Okay, take this with a grain of salt. They beat Nevada 46-11. They beat Florida International 34-0. You know, you kind of take some of these games with a grain of salt, especially early on in the year. How much do teams improve? How much are they really showing? How much does the score really tell you? All I know is we beat Akron 68-0, so we're basically national champs at this point. When it comes to other schools, you take it with a grain of salt, right, Jake?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Jake was looking at his text. I knew he wasn't paying attention, so I threw it to him. I like to do that to him. I would still put Penn State first. Penn State, going to have a great defense. May very well have the best offensive line in the country. Probably have the best backfield in the country. The most experienced quarterback, at least, in the country. The guy who's a five-star coming out of high school, so the talent potential is there. We'll see what he actually does. But he needs some receivers. They brought in some new wide receivers. They have not been explosive yet. So I don't know. Is that coming? Have they just not shown us anything? The thing that USC has shown us so far that Penn State is not. I don't think USC has shown us that they're better. I think USC has shown us that they're more explosive and they're more exciting to watch. They have more entertainment value right now. I don't know if that makes them better. So I don't know just yet. Your quick thoughts there, Jake?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, I thought Lincoln Riley was going to have a lot of success out there. Obviously had a Heisman Trophy winner in Caleb Williams, but other than that, it hasn't really come together. But all the ingredients are always there in Southern California, especially with Lincoln Riley there. So, you know, I was surprised they didn't take more steps forward last year. I predicted that going in, a little bit hesitant to do that again this season because I was burned last season. But I mean, again, I still think all the ingredients are on campus. They still got to work on that defense. Of course, usually is kind of the main concern out there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I think that night game in Lincoln, November, alternate uniform blackout game is going to be exciting. I think it's going to feel just like the Michigan game well in a week.
By the way, are you excited for the All Reds tomorrow?
That's right. Actually, it was the next picture I was staring at. Oh, okay, Nebraska's going to wear All Reds. I don't know. Can I say I was initially like, yay? I can't say that. My second thought was it's uniforms. Who cares? My third thought is stop being so old-fashioned. I want red uniform, white pants, and everything I grew up with. So that was my reaction. I don't care. Go out and win 69-0, and I won't care. Okay? Yeah. Just go play good football. What say you?
I'm really excited about it. It's something I've wanted for a long time. I grew up learning from my dad would always tell me, yeah, they lose in All Red. That's why they don't do that. So Terrell would, I think Terrell would say the same thing when he asked, I have to bring him in here. I think they would try to get Tom Osborne to do it. He said, no, we're not doing that because they had bad luck in the past with it. So I think it's a safe game to do it. It's a good game to bring it out and bury that old idea that you can't win with All Red.
Bring it out for Houston Christian. Yeah. There you go. That'll break the curse. Not Solich coming back at the spring game. This is how you break the curse, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I don't know if I teased this on yesterday's show, and then I forgot about it, so I'll do it quickly. Dylan Raiola, reacting to his press conference earlier this week, was not aware of the record he broke versus Akron, 20 straight completions. Biggest change from last year's team to this year's team is that the guys aren't worried about outcomes, but what happens right now. In other words, you're not outcome-oriented. You're focused on the process. You will be happier, and you will be more effective, and you will play better if you control what you can control, which is what is right in front of you, and focus on the process, not the outcome. The outcome will take care of itself. He said,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
He took what Rhule said during the halftime speech very seriously, and I quote, when you have a coach that cares that much when you're up 33-0, you've got something special, end quote. Says us not being able to get into the end zone from inside the 5 is unacceptable and says it will be fixed, and I quote, there is no excuse for us not to play at a high level, end quote. We actually discussed that a little bit on yesterday's show. Says he should have stayed on his feet instead of spinning. You didn't like the 360 spin, Jake?
It wasn't as elegant as maybe he thought, given that he posed afterwards with it, but it was all right.
Doesn't see the running back situation as a one back, two back, three back, but rather as a rotation. I disagree. Emmett's number one. We don't know who two through four is. That's my opinion. Thinks the backs played elite versus Akron. All right, let's get to picking some college football games. So Jake is like, Adam, how many do you want to pick? I was like, well, what games are worth picking? So I don't know how many there are. Every week, if there's three great games, we'll pick three. If there's 33, we'll narrow it down to less, but we'll pick all the great games nonetheless.
Well, there are some really good games on.
How many you got?
Well, I've got 10, but then I've got three more tonight that I want to get your thoughts
on. So 13.
13.
I'm 4-6 right now, I went 4-1. You're 4-6, but you had a splattering last weekend, so technically that's my tiebreaker. Is that how that works?
I don't think so. I think it's just tied at 4-6.
Okay, fine. Fine. All right, what games we got?
All right, let's start off because there's three tonight. And so I don't know if you want to officially count these. I just want to make people aware because there's some good college football action tonight. Colorado starting a new quarterback at Houston. Remember, Colorado already has a loss on the year. Houston favored by 4.5. They haven't lost yet.
Is it Caden Salter or is it the freshman kid they're starting?
It's actually the third stringer. I think it's Stav is his name. So yeah, they're kind of already passing the torch down.
Man, Deion is missing his son like crazy. I shouldn't phrase it that way. He's missing Shadur like crazy. Holy cow.
Ryan Stav is his name.
You know what? I want this game to count, and I want to pick against Colorado, and the fact that they're starting their third-string quarterback makes it a lot easier. Give me Houston. I don't even know if Houston's 2-0 or 0-2. Don't care.
They are 2-0.
All right, so take me Houston.
I'm going to go with Houston, too, with those quarterback questions.
All right.
Another one tonight of interest, Kansas State and Arizona. Arizona State 2-0. Kansas State 1-2. They are favored by 2.5 on the road tonight.
Kansas State is favored?
They are.
I'm willing to bet the Wildcats win.
Good pick.
Thank you. I still believe there's a good team inside of Kansas State somewhere. Yet they've looked awful. So are they going to Florida State this season? As in just be awful all year? Or are they going to bounce back at some point? They're on the road?
They're on the road.
Give me Arizona.
Oh, wow. Bear down. I'm going to go with Kansas State. I agree with you, too. I think there's something good in there. I think they get out of it. The last remaining game, it's like a 14.5-point spread. But it's of interest because it's $8 to get in, so not interesting to these folks. But
oh, wow.
New Mexico at UCLA. UCLA is 0-2. If they lose, I don't know if Deshaun Foster makes it to the next week.
Dude, there are hot dogs more expensive than the tickets to that game.
That's right.
New Mexico's a 14-point favorite?
14.5-point underdog.
Oh, that makes more sense. That's why I was so surprised. I'll take UCLA.
Yeah.
I guess we're picking these games because we're talking about them. All right, let's get to the the other ones. I'm writing down my picks because I don't trust you. Okay. I've trusted you the past 2 weeks, and I don't know if I can continue to do that.
Doesn't trust me either.
Yeah, so Terrell's smart.
It all works together. How about Clemson at Georgia Tech? Clemson is favored by 2.5.
Now we're getting into teams I'm much more familiar with. You go first, because I had Clemson all the way to the Final Four. Then they were 0-1, and then they were down 16-0 to halftime to Troy last weekend. And then I've said all offseason, people aren't talking about Georgia Tech, who led the ACC in rushing last year, have a bunch of people back, including their quarterback. People aren't talking about him enough. I need a minute. You go first. I'm not going to go based off your pick, but I'm just like, I need to process for a minute. You go.
Yeah, I mean, this is obviously a big game. Georgia Tech, the Ramblin' Wreck, usually rally something together, getting upset more often than not. Haynes King, obviously, has been their leader. I think they get the win here. I mean, this is in Atlanta. Once again, their coach has kind of been known making a name for a legend killer, if you will, Randy Orton, but at least getting upset. So I like this one. I like Georgia Tech to get the upset.
I'm not bailing on my Final Four college football playoff team. Give me Clemson.
All right. Fair enough.
They figured it out and put it together.
Again, this big spread, so maybe not even worth it, but Wisconsin at Alabama, 20.5.
I mean, are you going to take Wisconsin?
I'm not.
It's not even worth it. Next game.
All right. That one doesn't count. Georgia at Tennessee. Georgia favored by 3.5. I believe they won the last 8 against the Vols.
Ooh. There's some good football on this weekend, man. I tell you what.
It's good weekend.
I love Husker football, but I'm glad our game is early. There's a lot of good games in the afternoon and evening. Where's it at?
This one is in Knoxville.
If it was in Athens, I would take Georgia blindly. Man, Tennessee's look good. Do you really think Joey Aguilar is an upgrade from Nico?
Appears to be. They even like he'll throw it downfield a little more than Nico would.
I'm going to be rooting for Tennessee, but I am going to take Georgia.
I like the pick there. I'm going to be rooting for Georgia, but I'm going to pick Tennessee.
Okay. So you like the pick, but you went the complete opposite in every way. Okay.
Well, I honestly think they have Georgia a little bit scares you with the Austin Peay game. I think Tennessee's feeling it. But again, there seems to be a coaching mismatch or some sort. Kirby Smart's got something on the balls. I think most of all, it's overwhelming talent. But
so hold on, are you taking Tennessee now?
I'm taking Tennessee though. But I think just, this is where you. I think this is where the momentum all comes together for Josh Heupel.
We need to take a break. We'll finish our picks in the last segment. Briefly go over Nebraska soccer's big time comeback draw last night. So two times, once last night. It happens quite often, but recently, once last night, once this morning, I've had people in trucks yell at me while I'm walking, and I turn around ready to start swinging. And they're like, love the show, man. And I'm like, oh, throw the pose, thumbs up. So if you see me out in public, don't startle me, but I am a friendly guy. Feel free to show me some love. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
And I struggle most weeks to get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or whatever. Even to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.